The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Three Down Nation podcast, joined by a special guest, Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy. He scouted in the NFL for 18 years while winning four Super Bowls, one with the Green Bay Packers, two with the New England Patriots, and one with the Seattle Seahawks. Jim, you helped make history by inviting Wilfrid Laurier's Taylor Elgersma to the 2025 Senior Bowl. That marks the first time a Canadian university quarterback has accepted an invite to the marquee All-Star game in the NFL draft process. What led you to inviting Elgersma?
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's been getting a lot of good publicity, and that's not why we did it. So it goes back. I'll just give you a little bit of background on it. So Taylor's been training with a group down here called QB Country in the state of Alabama. It started in the state of Alabama, actually started here in Mobile, Alabama, with a friend of mine, David Morris, who was the backup quarterback for Eli Manning at Ole Miss. When he got done playing, he started this QB Country thing where it's like personalized QB coaching, and they're all over the southeast part of the United States right now. Dallas, Tampa, Atlanta, everywhere. And Taylor went to the shop up in Birmingham, Alabama. And so the quarterback coach up there is a guy by the name of Ben Neal. And, David Morris runs the Manning camp for the Manning family now. And so I know all these guys. I know all the guys that coach at his different locations. And Ben started hitting me up, I want to say in like October. And he was like, man, he's like, I know this seems like a stretch for the Senior Bowl, but you know, we've got this guy up in Canada, and he's big, he's strong, he's got a big arm. Like, if something happens, can I just send you some tape on this guy? I'd love to, love to get more eyeballs on him. So, he had a couple calls like that during the football season. And I told him, I said, Ben, like, this is, we only have, 6 to 8 spots, and, they're reserved for the best players in, U.S. college football. Like last year, we had two top 12 picks, Michael Penix and Bo Nix in the game. So, I didn't think Taylor would be kind of in range for us. And then, just last week, we lost a quarterback on the roster. So I said, and Taylor had been at a couple other smaller all-star games down here in the States. And I had some friends that work in the NFL from other teams just called me. And they're like, man, if you need a guy that can throw, we can tell. We know this guy can throw. We haven't seen a lot of tape on him, but we know he can throw it. We'd love to see him there. So that's kind of where it started. And so I give Ben a lot of credit. He put him on my radar early. I've seen some tape, not as much as I usually watch before we invite a guy to the Senior Bowl. But just from a tools perspective, him being almost 6'5" and 213 pounds and having the arm strength on tape. The arm strength isn't a question at all. Just thought it would be at this point a really cool add to the game.
What are his NFL traits that you see on film that could potentially translate at the next level?
Well, to our size and arm strength, I mean, those are clear. He does have good mobility. Now, is this going to be a big jump for him? Absolutely. And especially, no offense to the two other All-Star games he was at. Those are great games. I know the guys that run those games, but those are more for, like free agent level players. They don't have a lot of draftable players. Whereas we had 10 first round picks in this game last year. We had 45 of the top 100 players, and we had 43% of last year's draft played in this game. So this is going to be a big jump up for him in terms of competition. So just speed of the game and anticipation and getting the ball out and working with, bigger, faster receivers. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. But after talking to him last night, like, that's a challenge he's excited about, and I'm excited for him. So it'll be a cool thing to watch. And, you know, our practices are on the NFL Network here in the States and ESPN every day. So it's going to be a cool platform for him. I hope he doesn't get too much attention. I hope he can stay focused on doing what he needs to do as a quarterback to impress the teams down here, because he will get a lot of attention. And this is a big story, not just up there in Canada, but even down here.
Definitely. It has spread like wildfire ever since the news came out. How do you weigh, Jim, when you're deciding about who to extend invites to, something in a situation like this where Taylor Elgersma plays at the Canadian university level? As you mentioned, it's going to be a jump up in competition, mainly going against Power Four Division One conference athletes. Like, where does that sort of fall out in your decision-making process?
Yeah, so a couple things. I'll try not to be too long-winded, but like when we're, you know, cutting this roster down, and if it gets down to like a smaller school player, a lower level player that the teams haven't seen, the NFL teams haven't seen a lot of, or, you know, a big school guy that's played at a major program down here for 3 or 4 years, like, we usually defer to the smaller school guy because, again, I feel like we work for the 32 NFL teams, and this game is to help them in their evaluation process. So to see a guy like Taylor, like, they need to see this guy. They want to see this guy. So that's really, you know, to me, that's what it really comes down to. And again, sometimes at other positions, you know, where the physicality of the game is much more pronounced rather than quarterback, because our quarterbacks are going to be hands off. They're not going to get hit until the game. So, you know, but when it's a smaller school player at another position, and I know that I feel like they might be a little physically overmatched, and we won't bring them. You know, I don't want these guys to come here and not show well. You know, I definitely don't want to set these guys up and not to not show their best either. But at quarterback, again, he's going to be throwing the football. And that's what the teams want to see. They want to see him just like all these, you know, American quarterbacks. Most of these American kids have never been in a huddle before. They've never had to like spit out verbiage in a huddle. So there's a lot of things. They've never been under center and taken a snap from under the center. They've taken mostly all shotgun snaps. So even our American guys, this is going to be a learning curve for them. And that's all these evaluators want to see, is how these guys adjust during the week to doing the things they're going to be asked to do when they get to the NFL. So Taylor he'll be on the same level when it comes to a lot of that stuff with the American guys we have in the game.
How do you evaluate, as a former NFL scout and now the executive director with the Senior Bowl, the Canadian university level, what's called U Sports up here, against the top level in NCAA Division I football, as far as the competition level?
Yeah, it's really a challenge. And what it comes down to is, first and foremost, do they have the physical tools to compete in the NFL? So, you know, in terms of like the actual level of competition, I think it's comparable to like our Division III here in the United States, or Division II, kind of some of our lower levels. And we've had good Division III players. Like there's a guy playing right now for the Denver Broncos, Quinn Miners. He played at the Division III level here at a school called Wisconsin Whitewater. And he just got, he was just named first team All Pro this year for the Denver Broncos. And he was in the Senior Bowl 4 years ago as a kid from the Division III level. So it can be done. But like, even scouting Quinn, he had the size. He was, you know, he was 6'3", 6'4", 330 pounds. You know, you could see him move on tape. He had quickness. He had balance. He had coordination. So he had all the physical stuff. And then it's just a little bit of the roll of the dice. You know, you're bringing this guy to Mobile. You kind of, when you're in my shoes, you keep your fingers crossed a little bit. And you're you know, hoping and praying for the guy that it looks good for him. So similar with Taylor right now, like, I know he's got the right physical stuff. He's got all the, you know, size and arm length and hand size, the stuff NFL quarterbacks, you know, tend to have, and the mobility. Well, now what's it going to look like when there's 21 other moving parts on the field? So, and that's, there's no way to know that till you get him down here.
How do you weigh the fact that you said NFL scouts want to see him there versus you putting your rubber stamp on him to invite him to the game? Because that carries a lot of merit in NFL circles.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most comparable one right now for Taylor is a guy we had in the game a couple of years ago from Shepherd University, which is a Division II school. His name's Tyson Bagent. You know, he broke all the Division II passing records, most touchdowns thrown, all these great things. But again, it was a huge jump to, like, we've never seen him play against you know, NFL level competition. And we brought him a couple years ago, and he actually went up. He ended up going undrafted. Surprised me. I thought some team would take a shot on him. And then, you know, he goes out as an undrafted rookie in Chicago and beats out a guy that they'd paid pretty good money to in free agency. And he's been the number two quarterback for the Chicago Bears the last 2 years. He's one snap away from playing. He actually started four games his rookie year and went 2-2 as a starter. So that's probably the closest thing to what we've had down here in terms of a smaller school quarterback. We hadn't had a Division II quarterback here in Mobile since the 1990s, I want to say, somewhere in like the mid-90s. So it'd been a long time for a guy like Tyson. And now for Taylor, like it's, you know, we've never had a guy from a Canadian university. So he'll have the same challenge Tyson did, and hopefully he embraces it like Tyson did. Tyson had a good week down here.
Could Elgersma attending the Senior Bowl lead to an NFL Combine invite?
I don't know that. I would have to. You'd have to ask Jeff Foster, a friend of mine who runs the NFL Combine. We'd have to ask Jeff. I don't know, but some guys, you know, some guys do. I know their voting process is not done. They don't wrap that up until after the Senior Bowl. There's a couple guys on our roster right now. I think there's only two or three guys that did not receive Combine invites, and I know they're chomping at the bit, hoping they have a good week down here. That parlays into an invite.
Is it possible Elgersma could be selected in the 2025 NFL draft if he has a great week at the Senior Bowl?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. I mean, if I didn't think he had the physical stuff to do it, we wouldn't have invited him. And again, there's part of it's the intrigue with him too, right? So a lot of what goes into the quarterback evaluation is the interviews and just the mental acumen and just him being able to talk through, you know, the tape and his tape and what he sees when he plays. And just I think they're going to try to gauge how far along is he, you know, from a mental standpoint, you know, and when it comes to football, how far away is he? Are they, you know, if they spend a draft pick on him, is he going to have to spend time on a practice squad? Is he a guy that like Tyson Bagent, will he legit be able to compete for a roster spot as a rookie? That's the kind of stuff they're going to have to figure out when they get into the interviews. So it's early to tell, but again, sometimes that intrigue factor in the fact that a guy is maybe a little raw, maybe hasn't come from an Alabama or an Ohio State or a Michigan, like that makes teams think, you know what, like we've got a big ball of clay here that we can maybe just mold ourselves. So anything at this point is possible.
Does the fact that he played three down football on a wider field with an extra man and not the American game work against him, or can he catch up through this process?
Well, again, it's very similar to the last question. I think that, you know, depending on, you could look at it two ways. I mean, there'll be guys in draft room saying, you know what, guys, like this guy's coming from, you know, Canadian football. It's totally different. It's going to take forever for him to get up to speed. Or there could be someone that could say, well, listen, like we saw him in Mobile for a week and look how he adjusted down there. So I think what it's going to come down to is, like, I tell all these players when they get here the first night, all the NFL teams are looking for is for you to get a little better every day. They don't expect you to be perfect on Tuesday. They won't expect, you know, Taylor to be perfect on Tuesday, but they want to see a little better Wednesday, a little better Thursday, you know, and then build into the game and have a good game. So that's what they'll be looking for. And if they see enough progress over 4 days, if I'm the one fighting for him, I'm saying, okay, I get that. I get he played up in Canada, but you know what? Look what he did over the 4 or 5 days down here at the Senior Bowl. Think about if we had him for, you know, our full offseason program and through training camp, where he might be in September. So it all depends, you know. So hopefully he comes down here and has a good week, and, you know, it builds on itself through the process for him, and he gets his chance.
So a good week or a great week could really boost his NFL draft stock.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Jim, thank you so much for the time. And for the people out there wondering, you mentioned it. You can watch the practices up in Canada as well on ESPN and NFL Network. The Senior Bowl game kicks off on Saturday, February 1st at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, live on NFL Network. You're going to have a lot of eyeballs from Canada, Jim, looking at Taylor Elgersma. So as a nation, I'll thank you for inviting him to the game. But based on your breakdown of him, it seems like he's earned it and it was merited as well.
Oh, absolutely. This was nothing to drive eyeballs in Canada. Trust me. We've had, I think we've had a Canadian player each of the last 6 years in the game here. And some good ones like Chase Brown, running back from the Cincinnati Bengals. We've had Josh Palmer. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head. We've had one, it seems, you know, two or three every single year. So we love celebrating Canada Day here. We always put out a graphic with our Canadian players every year. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Appreciate you having me on the show here, and hope people tune in and check it out.
You know, just note, you've actually had Canadians who previously played at Canadian universities but went down south, one near and dear to my heart from my alma mater, the University of Guelph, was Tavius Robinson.
Tavius
went on to play at Ole Miss and then went to your game.
Yeah, and even Isaiah Adams from last year, the guard from Illinois, was the third-round pick of the Arizona Cardinals. He was from Taylor School. So, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool connection.
You know your schools up here, man. The Canadians are going to like it. We appreciate it, eh?
Well, I grew up in northern Michigan, so I basically grew up in Canada. So I'm from way up there myself. So we're kindred spirits, man.
Awesome. I like it. Thanks again so much, Jim, and enjoy the week.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.